And now it's time again for another Fireside Chat with Gil Maccabee.
Good evening, friends. It's your hero here, Gil Maccabee. I'm coming to you from the jungles of, I'm not really sure. I just know this. There's bamboo, and there's lots of it. It's pretty cool stuff. It cuts really easy with machete, but it's still really, really tough. I know, it's confusing. I've managed to actually take bamboo shoots, peeling apart the bamboo, and relace my boots. I've also been able to make a really nice cutting board. And the main thing that I'm really excited about, bamboo jerky. It takes a little longer to dry it out properly than traditional bark jerky, but it is so worth it. It's very likely the recipe for bamboo jerky will make it into the cookbook that myself and Dirk Murdoch are working on. We're compiling years of knowledge on the art of resourceful eating into one easy-to-carry rucksack companion. That's right, kids, all your favorites. Pine cone soup, acorn souffle, and bark jerky. It's taken quite a while to write this thing, but it's totally worth it. Because, you know, I can also carry it around in my rucksack as well. I've got so much knowledge in my head that I oftentimes forget really important things. This led to my divorce a few years back, as I forgot where I lived and wound up in Canada. My wife, ex-wife, Gertrude, has since moved on. I still keep in contact with a few of our kids. Some of the younger ones were, you know, a little annoying, so I don't write them as often, but the oldest boy, what's his name? Daryl? He's pretty cool. He told me that the new guy, Rick, is he's pretty nice, and his attendance is flawless. I'm happy for him. So I'm hoping the guys at Sporadic Films will edit this Fireside Chat into a podcast format so it can be posted on iTunes. It sounds like a great way to help brand the Maccabee name into the impressionable young minds of misguided school kids accidentally clicking on my name thinking it's the newest popular Ace of Base song. In fact, maybe we can call it something else to trick people into downloading it. Anyways, I'll get my legal department involved. They'll figure it out. Dirk Murdoch's pretty good at crap like that, too. So I hope to make more of these in the future, but if they suck, then I won't. It all really depends on everyone else but me. You know, I'm giving 110% here, but if everyone else isn't, well, you know, I tried. Don't fault the guy who made it if these are a complete and utter failure. Go get a mirror, look at it, blame that dummy head you're staring at, because it's you. You didn't do enough for me. I'm going to be saying a lot of interesting things that you probably don't know anything about. And you can hear it all on this podcast. Like this little ditty. Did you know that the male rhino has the babies? It's a mother-loving fact. Currently, Dirk Murdoch and myself are in the process of filming some new stuff that'll probably start popping up online around or just before summertime. The next episode will be our 10th official episode working together. So expect a clip show with 95% recycled footage from our previous shows, so we don't have to do a whole lot of work. You know, for example, if you don't know what a clip show is, something like this will happen. Like, I'll say, "Hey, Dirk Murdoch, do you remember that time I ate poisonous mushrooms and almost involuntarily, spontaneously de-evolved, and you brought me back to our understanding of reality? You remember that?" And he'll say something like, "Yeah." And then we'll start scratching our chins and slightly looking up and to the left and just thinking about it or whatever. And then maybe we'll do a cool transition right into a clip from that episode. It's going to be awesome. I appreciate you sitting by the fire with me. If you haven't done so already, check out Gil Maccabee on Facebook or Twitter. And you can get updates on Surviving the Wild and any other projects me and Dirk Murdoch are working on. I sometimes even post updates while we're filming, which is extremely exciting. Anyways, my name is Gil Maccabee. See you next time.